Whether you're a skeptic or you're somebody that has had your palm analyzed, this will be an interesting episode. Is palm reading and scientific hand analysis the same thing? Is it just a new rebranded name? Well, we're going to find out as we learn more about scientific hand analysis. Thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More. It's Russ with you, and today we are talking about scientific hand analysis. I know what you're thinking. Oh, is that palm reading? Okay, well, that'll be one of the questions. Don't worry. And I've got somebody that is a master scientific hand analyst. Jane Sanders is joining me today. Thank you for joining me, Jane.
Oh, happy to be here, Russ. I love talking about this.
Yeah, well, it's something that I think, as I said right there in the open, many people just feel like, oh, this palm reading?
I did too.
What's the difference between this and palm reading?
I get it. Well, palm reading is predictive, you know, and how many kids you're going to have, when you're going to get married, when you're going to miss the ride. And it has great dependence on the intuitive level of the palm reader. Scientific hand analysis literally is a neural technology. The lines in your hands mimic the neural pathways in your brain. And the gentleman who created this system spent 40 years and analyzed over 30,000 hands. I mean, that's more subjects than any FDA-approved drug on the market. And the foreword to his book was written by a neurosurgeon from Stanford who was using scientific hand analysis with his patients. So it's the real deal. There's no predictions to it. It's, you know, past and current. It's whatever your neural pathways have imprinted in your hands.
So what is that telling us? What are those imprints saying?
It's pretty much high level, everything about who you are and why you're here. So it does, the major claim to fame is that it identifies your innate life purpose, how you're meant to make a difference in the world. Now, let me clarify, that is not a job description. That would be cuckoo. But it's the very specific and comprehensive description of the concept behind your ideal work. And everybody has options. Nobody's supposed to figure out only one job that they're meant to do to fulfill their purpose and make the difference they're meant to make. It also, scientific hand analysis also identifies special talents you have to help you fulfill that purpose and blind spots to take action on. And they're usually not so blind, Russ. People are not surprised when they hear that. What they may be surprised about is how those blind spots are impacting them 360 and what a huge difference it makes when you take action on those blind spots.
In talking about the talents, is that also broad? I mean, it's... Or is it
not so
specific?
Much? Yeah. So, I mean, what we're referring to when we're talking about special talents are called gift markings in the hand analysis world. So let me give you some examples. It could be a gift for creativity. Now, the specific expression of that creativity, no, it won't tell you that. Sometimes I can figure that out just by the discussion during a hand analysis, but it could be leadership. It could be business, you know, systems, structures, organization, resources. It could be healing, you know, so there's the gift marking specifically, there are 18 possible gift markings, and they're unusual. They're a big deal if you have gift markings. I tend to attract people that have gift markings.
So not everybody has markings.
You know, well, fewer than half, which doesn't mean some of those people that don't have gift markings aren't amazing people making a big difference in the world. And actually, they do add a level of complication, because one of the main aspects of hand analysis is that every marking has both a master path and a student path. You know, the master path is your blueprint for your best life, all the different master paths. And the student paths are where you get tripped up. Those are the blind spots. That's where to take action. Nobody can be on the master path of anything 100% of the time, because we're human. We're works in progress.
Right.
So when you have gift markings, it gives you that many more student paths that you have to deal with, because nobody can be on the master path of anything 100%.
So how do you do this? How is it done?
With ink sheets, so hand prints. I have clients in 12 countries, and I send out an envelope that has the ink sheets and instructions, and you take your prints, send them back to me, and then I make sure they're clear, which they are 99% of the time, and then we schedule 2 one-hour Zoom calls. I use Zoom before most people ever heard of it, so long before COVID. And the first, I've already prepared the analysis, and they get a recording of the hour call. I pull up their prints and show them what I'm talking about, what I've found in the markings. They get some report and the recording, and then another call a week or two later, once they've had time to watch that recording so that they have time to write down questions. It's a lot of information. Mm-hmm. It's a fire hose. So like I'll say something and you'll be thinking about how it applies to your life and I'm still talking. So it's hard to take it all in. And that's why I offer, I think I'm the only one that does that. I offer 2 one-hour calls with the full hand analysis, both recordings and a summary report.
So what are some of the things that you would find in that analysis?
Well, besides the purpose and the gifts and blind spots, you know, there's the major lines that do coincide with palm reading, you know, the heart line, which is about how you communicate in relationship, how you express love and affection in any kind of relationship, and how you prefer love and affection expressed to you. There is the headline, which is about how you think, how you make decisions, how you like information presented to you, how much you're in your head. And I'm going real high level here. And the lifeline, which tells me a little bit about family stuff and connection, maybe some health challenges. It might say that you've started over your life in some way, metaphorically. And anytime I see that, somebody goes, yeah, I mean, they get it. It's the accuracy. They call it freaky accurate. I love it. So, and then there's, I mean, you know, just all different kinds of markings that tell me or tell them if they have natural intuition, which, by the way, everybody does, but they're just not connected to it. So it's, you know, if you've done any of the business or corporate assessments like DISC or Myers-Briggs or StrengthFinders, or if you've done Enneagram or astrology, any other assessment, credible assessment, there's going to be overlap with information.
Actually, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. The people that you do this for, and if they take like the Myers-Briggs or they take something along, you know, like the DISC assessment or... I'm always amazed that those tests for me, when I've taken them, even though I've taken them at different times in my life, they generally, the results come out the same every single time.
Well,
and it's all very well lined up. Yeah. Does this line up with that as well?
Yes. Now, here's the difference. First of all, scientific hand analysis is the only thing that identifies purpose and very accurately. And it's independent of how the questions on an assessment are worded, how somebody might interpret that question, what scores somebody wants, because some people can manipulate those tests to get the scores they want. They don't have to say anything to me. It's all etched in your hands. So people tend to trust it more because it has nothing to do with what they think or say or believe. You know, it's there regardless of what they're thinking at the time. And I've taken, I don't want to say names, but I've taken one of these tests 3 times, the same one, and got 3 different results. So can be inconsistent depending on the mood you're in.
Yeah.
Again, how your life has changed, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. I did do one where I got almost the exact opposite results the second time I took it because, you know, probably because I had coffee. That time or something. I was a little more upbeat. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I want to dig in a little more on purpose. So this finds the purpose.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
How you're meant to make a difference in the world. So let me give you some examples of how it could show up. And by the way, mm-hmm. that's one of the things I really like about this technology is that unlike the ones that we've talked about, which have four options or nine options or seven options for purpose, there's over 100 options. So it is very personal. So some of the general ones, I'll keep it simple. And it could be artist in the spotlight. And that doesn't necessarily mean a painter or drawing. It just means, great creativity that needs to be used every day if it's your purpose. So you'd be helping people using your creativity. It could be the way you think. Could be, art therapy. So however you're using your creativity, another example would be visionary leader. Another one could be called captain of the ship. Passionate advocate, which refers to advocating for yourself and others and causes that you believe in. And passionate advocate means that that person is meant to figure out what their desires and passions are and bring them into their life and their work and know that they're good enough and that they deserve that. Because a lot of people mm-hmm. get stymied by, oh, that's just for lucky people get to live their passions. You know, I don't really deserve that. So those are just a few of the type of purpose. So it's a concept mm-hmm. and there's always options. And then I do purpose in two ways. I do the core, the foundation of it, which comes from your fingerprints. So your fingerprints never change. That means that core of your purpose will never change either. It's the core of who you are. And there's other information that comes from the fingerprints as well. And then the other version of purpose I do, I call it the expanded version, where I add to that core piece key words from any of those gift markings that we talked about. So it could be, passionate advocate, helping people through difficult transformation using intuition, creativity, group communication. There's a made up purpose statement. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So how did you get into this?
Looking for my own purpose. So I'm a corporate brat and MBA and had three careers prior to this and enjoyed each one for a few years. And then would just hit this wall where I was bored and discontent and felt like I was mm-hmm. supposed to be doing something else. But I never knew what I wanted to be when I was growing up. That was one of my challenges. I just kind of followed my nose. And my third career I liked better, which I found out after I got my firsthand analysis, was because it was closer to being on purpose than the other two. And it lasted longer because of that, but I still eventually hit that wall and started looking for my purpose. I mean, for me, a career coach, reading all the books, about career transition and stuff didn't help me. I literally Googled, how do you find your life purpose? And followed a couple of tracks that didn't lead anywhere. And then after a few months, I'm still Googling that. And I run across a headline for a teleseminar and it read, discover your innate life purpose. And I was like, oh my God. And I clicked on that.
I found it.
I couldn't click on mm-hmm. that fast enough. And the first words I saw were hand analysis. And I was sorely disappointed because I went right to palm reading. And I thought, well, that's fun. There are good palm readers, but it's not what I want. And then I saw the word scientific. So I held on to that word and let it put aside my anal MBA skepticism, listened to the teleseminar. Boy, it sure made sense to me. And I really wanted my purpose. So I got it done and it blew my mind. I mean, just
how did you like get started in this though? Like, what was the, right. So now you know you want to do it. Like, what were the steps that you needed to take?
Well,
to,
I didn't know at first I wanted to do it because my purpose didn't say you're supposed to be a scientific hand analyst.
Right.
It just, but I knew if I took action on those blind spots that it would kind of clear things up and I would get clarity and meet the right people and doors would open. And that's exactly what happened. And after a few months, I was like, good grief. If I was so lit up and inspired before I even knew what to do with the information, oh, I want to help people feel like that. So I started studying it. There are teachers. I'm certified as a teacher now. It's the highest certification possible. So I worked with teachers for 5 years to get this level of certification. I started doing it after my level one certification. So I've been doing it for 10 years now. But, you know, I wanted to learn as much as I could and help as deeply as I could. And the master title, that's just the sheer number that I've done. Or actually, it means I've done at least 1,000 and I've done 3 times that. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. 3,000 of these. So have there been surprises in the results of some of the readings that you've done?
Well, it's as a hand analyst, it's fun to find the really unusual markings. Uh-huh. You know, let me think right now. There's a gift marking called Simeon Crease, and it's one of the more rare ones. And some people that have a Simeon Crease have it on both hands. And that's very unusual to find.
Okay. What is that?
It's somebody, it's when your heart line and your head line are together in one line. So that person is often very intense because their emotions and their thoughts run on the same track. It can cause communication challenges because somebody asks them a thinking or like a feeling question and they give a thought answer and it doesn't jive. But they often, because of those communication challenges, they often become master communicators because they've learned to overcome it. So the gift is intense focus and mastery of communication. So it's fun to find something that's unusual. Now the clients are surprised sometimes.
I bet.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, is it more that you get people that are surprised about this or is it like, they're like, oh yeah, you know what? I've always kind of thought that I just needed somebody to tell me.
Yeah. That happens a lot, you know, maybe they've heard it before that they have this gift, but they haven't owned it. So with something etched in their hands, it really helps them step up and claim it and step into their confidence and give themselves permission to own their gifts and their purpose. Every once in a while, a purpose to somebody feels really big. And I'm like, well, first of all, who wants a poopy little purpose? Right? And secondly, nobody has a purpose they are not capable of fulfilling. They may choose not to, but they absolutely are capable of fulfilling it or it wouldn't be in their hands.
So what I was wondering is, okay, you've got two palm prints from two different people. Oh. Let's say it's a husband and wife or somebody that's thinking of getting married or being together. Mm-hmm. Can you actually tell compatibility by looking at this?
A little bit. Through the heart lines.
Yeah?
Yeah. Through the heart lines because some are more compatible. There's only four relationship styles. So it's one of the more general markings, but you can do that. And there's genetics involved, you know, so there's sometimes mother and child will have similar fingerprints, for example. And the fingerprints I get from these ink sheets, they're not clear enough for me to steal somebody's identity. I've been asked that before and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I've got a life, so I don't even need to think that way. But so genetics are involved. Hands can change over time. Certainly the fingerprints won't, or the FBI would be in deep duty, right? So but over time, as you change thought patterns or behavior patterns, your neural pathways are going to rewire, and that can show up in your hands. You probably wouldn't notice it. I would. But do I tell people come back after 5 years and let me do another hand analysis? I do not. other hand analysts might do that, but trust me, it's not important enough for you to have to pay for another hand analysis.
Gotcha. So when you talk to people about laws of attraction,
yeah,
tell us about
law of attraction.
What are you talking to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, law
of attraction. So, and just for your listeners, where Russ is coming from, I have three coaching certifications. I'm a purpose coach, law of attraction coach, and spiritual life coach. And all those thread together when I coach my clients. And law of attraction, wow, life-changing. The most powerful law in the universe. It's working all the time, whether you use it or not. So you might as well use it to your benefit. And, you know, real high level, what you put out most of the time is what you're going to attract. So if you're a grump, you're going to attract situations that make you feel grumpy. That's why being joyful, going for gratitude and joy in your life will change your life and bring you more things and situations and people to feel grateful about and more things that will bring you joy. It's quite simple, not as easy to implement because we've got these habits, you know, of negative thinking and complaining, and but all that's going to bring more things to complain about. And so what you put out most of the time is what you're going to bring in to yourself.
And so, yeah, you mentioned you're also a spiritual life coach.
Yeah.
How do you advise people in that role?
Well, so the hands, that's everybody gets a hand analysis. That's my foundation. I use that for my coaching. So let's say it's a 6-month program, and I'll just say, what do you want to be different in your life in 6 months? And it's always both personal and professional stuff, right? We're 360 creatures. We can't compartmentalize. We used to think we could, and maybe some people still think they can, but you really can't. So even if I'm helping somebody identify a couple of ideas for their ideal work that will align with their purpose and their gifts, we're still working on making their life better, personally and professionally. And that means law of attraction rituals that are easy to put into place, working on self-love, which is one of the human conditions, not having enough self-love. You know, more self-awareness and all that personal stuff that leaks over into everything.
One of the things that you did when you first started this was you did it for yourself. I would love to know what you learned about yourself from scientific hand analysis.
I can tell you lots of things. I have tons of markings in my hands. So, you know, there's anybody that has a whole lot of markings is pretty complex. But the core of my purpose is visionary leader and passionate advocate. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I would volunteer to lead different things. I would get pulled into leadership positions. It just happened, right? So that totally made sense to me. And what I'll tell you how I changed my life with the passionate advocate is that I am very passionate about horses and riding out on trails, but I was only letting myself do that on weekends. But I was so passionate about it. And passionate advocates are meant to bring their passions into their life and into their work. I've had a couple of retreats. I brought in an equine therapist to help people. Horses do all kinds of healing, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So I'm using those in my retreats. And for my passionate part, I started writing, and I still do, almost every day. And it just boosted my business like crazy because I was more in alignment with my purpose. I wasn't shirking my responsibilities. I was doing what served me best, which made me better and more available and more helpful than I already was for my clients and my business.
Yeah. You know, it's totally, you know, it's like, it's making space and time for yourself, doing the things that you love,
so
like all of a sudden everything gets a little bit better. Right. Like, and it's funny to me that, you know, like you say, oh, I wasn't, you know, shirking responsibilities. It's always funny to me that we go to that, you know, of like, oh, It's like, no, you're not. You work during certain hours and you have fun and you enjoy yourself in certain hours. Yeah. Like if you can, you know, and if you don't, and if you forget one of those, then you're going to be, you know, having some problems. But it's funny how that always comes up. I just did a show a couple of weeks ago about career burnout.
Yeah.
And that is such a big thing that's happening right now, because I think a lot of people also took that little pandemic pause that we had, as I like to call it, and they took time away from all of these scheduled things, and they focused more, and they found their hobbies or their purposes and things that they weren't doing prior to that. They had the extra time to do it.
You know, you're supposed to have self-care and enjoy your life and do things that are fun. Well, yeah, but if it's your purpose, you'll get kicked in the butt if you don't, because of the student tax.
Oh, right.
So I burnt out twice already in this career because I was making myself available all the time, you know, building my business. But once mm-hmm. I set time aside for me, then that's when it started growing. So it's, you know, it's counterintuitive. And people, you know, you talk about how we beat ourselves up and go to, ooh, you know, maybe I shouldn't shirk my duties. That's the self-love issue.
Right.
Because the more you...
Right. Well, yeah. And also I think it's that the law of attraction as well, mm-hmm. because you're feeling better.
Yep.
You know, you're doing the things that you want to do and you're putting that out there. So you're going to get, you know, more business. You're going to get better things coming back.
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if somebody listening wanted to participate, to have you actually look at their palm print and their handprint to scientifically analyze it, to see their purpose, to see, you know, all that we've talked about today, how do they do that?
They can reach me through my website at purposewhisperer.com. So like horse whisperer, but purposewhisperer.com. And I'd like to offer your listeners too a special price. My retail price is about average for somebody at my level. And by the way, there's no higher level. There's people who've done it longer, but no higher level. And average price is $497 for those 2-hour calls, the preparation, the recordings, the summary report. I would like to offer $100 off that. So $397. For anybody that contacts me through my website, and I know that you'll have the link to that in your show notes as well.
Yeah, yeah, I will put that there so that people can check this out and learn a little more about themselves. That's the interesting thing. We call the show Learning More, and usually it's learning more about a topic. This one could actually be learning more about themselves, so that's kind of cool.
If they do it, and it's a lot more about themselves too. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining me today and helping us learn more about scientific hand analysis.
Oh, my pleasure entirely. I'm just fascinated by this work. It's each one is a little mystery to solve, so it's really fun.
Nice, nice. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to Learning More. We encourage you and thank you for rating this podcast and sharing it with your friends. As you can tell, we talk about a diverse set of topics. You know, we're not one of the podcasts that has like the same thing every week. No, it's something new and different every single week. Now, for instance, next week, we're going to be talking about motivation. I am talking with somebody that was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and he is one of the most positive people that I have ever met. So it's going to be a fantastic show next week. I am so excited to share it with you. So please do subscribe so that you don't miss out on next week's episode or any other future episode of Learning More. And hey, you know what? As a listener, you can also produce the show practically, right? You can suggest topics by going to our website, learningmorepodcast.com. And you know what? We might make an entire episode out of it. If you'd like to be a guest, please do head over to our website. I would love to talk with you. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm Russ, and I look forward to learning more with you next time.